today. United Way. How are you, Ken?
I am great. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing real good, thank you. Real good.
We missed you last month. Thanks for coming back.
I miss you, too. So, United Way, this is must be fall. How did the fall come so quick this year?
I don't know. It's not my fault, but it is here, so we are, too.
I know. Did you watch the eclipse yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Did you wear glasses?
I did, yeah. Okay. And I used a pinhole camera, too, when my kids took my glasses.
Yeah. So, yeah. I went out and I watched that eclipse, and I said, okay. All right.
It was more impressive if you were south about 1,000 miles, I hear.
You think it was?
Yeah. It's better when it gets dark.
I was here. So United Way, you know, all the great things you guys do and everything else, and I know this is a big kickoff because it starts a campaign, and I know that we want to get to, and you want to get the word out about really what United Way is all about and the good things they do for this community. So tell us what's happening there and tell us about the campaign.
Sure. A lot of people think United Way is all things to all people, that we're just always going to be there to help. And nobody can be that anymore. The world's just way too complicated. There's way too many needs. So our United Way has been focusing for the last few years trying to figure out where can we make the biggest difference. If people trust us with donations and they want to improve the community, what is one thing we can do to improve this community? And the data is really clear. We've known this for years. It's all about financial stability. We've got a whole lot of people who are in poverty in Jackson, about 15% right now, and that's a very low bar. Another 21% are just above the poverty level, but are struggling. They're one, you know, blown transmission or dead battery, one cracked tooth, one hardship away from being plunged into real despair and having to choose between medicine or utilities, you know, food for the kids or a ride to work. Those aren't good choices. So United Way, we're fully focused now on moving people up and out of poverty and to financial stability.
How do you do that?
Lots of different ways. People need a pathway. They need hope, first of all, because a lot of folks have tried for years and jumped through hoops and not gotten anywhere. So they need to believe it's really going to happen. But if you show them, if you give people hope, I believe people will work their tail off to get out of poverty because it is not fun. It is not enjoyable. It's super stressful. People get sick and die much more quickly. You know the single greatest indicator of how healthy you're going to be?
How healthy you're going to be?
Yeah, in your life. How much money you have. Period.
Really?
Where you live, they can even pinpoint that. If you live in a poor census tract, you're going to be sick and you're going to die sooner than if you live in a wealthy census tract. It's very clear that poverty is impacting every area of life, and we need to do better. So we are committed to getting 5,000 households on a pathway to financial stability within the next few years. We think we can if we layer programs appropriately, if we change benefits payments, make them more proactive, and mostly we just give people a little bit of help where they need it. Not a lot of help when they don't, but just a little when they do. They'll pull themselves up and they'll roll with that. We just have to be smarter about how we do it.
So how does that affect the other organizations that you support out there? I mean, is that also their goal then, or how does that help?
Yeah, we gave our former partners all kinds of notice that we were changing our focus and said, here's what we want to support, and many of them came along with us, and a few said, this really isn't in our wheelhouse, we can't do it. But the vast majority are still with us. You know, folks like Aware Shelter, domestic violence is incredibly important, but if you're a woman who's never worked before and you're getting beat up, financial stability is a big focus in your life. You have to become independent. So if you think about all the different partners and services we funded in the past, a lot of them already had to do with poverty, and a lot of them are continuing to work with us. But we've also brought some new ones into the fold as well, some exciting new programs in Jackson that will make a big difference.
Well, I think it's an incredible goal. I mean, when you think about the people that are just 19% or the 21% there.
Just struggling.
They're in a survival mode. You can't hardly think about anything but survival.
Yeah, almost 4 in 10 households are in that mode, and that's not good for Jackson. We can do better.
Well, that's great. You know, I hope, you know, every year I know you guys have lofty goals and generally meet them and everything else out there. And you usually start out with some great things. You got some fun things you're going to start the campaign with again this year?
We're starting out with something really fun. I'm going to hand the mic over to our volunteer campaign community coordinator, Chad Rumsey, who is leading us on our quest to be successful this year. And Chad's going to tell you more about our upcoming event.
Okay. Welcome, Chad.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So you are, what are you now?
I am the co-campaign chair, or the campaign chair with a co-helper.
Okay. Well, great. So everything rests on you. Well, while we're looking to you to make sure this thing works.
That's why we don't allow the goal to be relinquished anymore.
I get it. So what are you going to do this year, Chad? What's going to be different? What's happening?
Well, obviously, the only difference this year is we're going to put two people in the boat for the kickoff. So that's going to be a little different this year starting out. Right. But obviously with the change to the financial stability, for those that don't know, with me in banking, this kind of falls right in my wheelhouse for everything on that side of it. And kind of took the broader picture that we had before with four quadrants, and we could see that that one point in the middle was the financial stability portion. So pretty excited about that, especially with the kickoff coming up. I think this will be a good year for donations, and I look forward to everybody in here as well as Jackson County to support us.
So you've got the boat race. That's become a tradition now. I don't know how many years you've been doing it now, but it's how many years has the boat race been going on?
Six years.
Yep. And I don't know if anybody's attended that before, but it's kind of a fun little hour and a half there deal to go out and watch people get in that boat. And
this year, with the adding of additional people inside the boat, all of them require two people to paddle around. I have a feeling there's going to be more spectacular sinkings than we've had in the past.
Yeah. Everybody likes that adversity like that when the boat sinks. That's kind of fun, you know. And what? Oh, really?
Prize for the best sinking.
Best sinking. All right.
Yep.
Well, that'll be great. So you're going to start out the campaign with that to get everybody's attention, which is great. And then you're going to go out and start the campaigns early. I know consumers is always a big deal and everything. You got
correct. Very big.
Very big. I know, very big. It's incredible what consumers does for Jackson and also does for United Way and the amount of money that they donate, their employees donate.
Yep. We go from the boat race to their hot dog eating contest to their runs. So a lot of upcoming events through the fall season.
Well, there is. Now, have you got anything else that you are planning on doing different this year or anything else? I know you said this year you got a Frisbee toss game, and I see you got Frisbees here.
Frisbee toss game in the pond. I just got some of the information this morning. I believe we're going to have a goal in the pond, and we're going to offer Frisbees to throw towards that goal. I'm not going to tell you how big it is or how small it is. I'll just wish you luck.
Well, you're not going to tell us about the goal?
I don't know how big it is. I can't tell you.
Well, I guess you can't then, probably.
It's the Frisbee goal is all it is.
Oh,
so
it
you're
going to
throw the Frisbee towards it. And obviously donations all go towards County National Bank's boat to help us win the overall piece of it. I'm just kidding.
It'll probably be fixed. Hopefully they'll be good.
Do you still need teams, Chad?
We still need teams for the boat race. I believe we have three openings currently, so if anybody has the want and the will to grab some cardboard and put their boat in, we would love the additional teams to get up to 20.
Well, that's great. That's great. So you going to have a team, Greg?
Are you going to have a team?
We are.
Okay. That's good enough for me.
So you can be on our team.
I'll watch you.
I watch us. Watch us sink for sure. So we're going to bring it back to Ken here real quick, I think.
All right. And, thank you.
Ken's going to talk about what we're doing this year and how we get these
campaigns. How about that, Chad? Free breakfast for that.
Free breakfast.
Good deal, eh?
Yeah, perfect.
He needs his strength to be paddling soon. We got to bulk him up now.
There's a weight limit on our boat. Not allowed.
There's nothing, I don't know that there's anything other spectacularly new this year. United Way, because we focused, we announced our focus last year on financial stability, and it's not a short-term goal. It's really complicated. It's going to take a long time to really do it right. So there's nothing new or flashy this year. We're grinding away at that. We do have some new partners in the mix. We got some new ideas. We have a new team building high-level strategies for Jackson, so we can figure out how do we all work smarter together to help people. Let's all drive towards that same goal of financial stability. So we're more organized than we've ever been as a community, but United Way's role is to raise the resources for that. So we're here to put out the call again that fall is the time to give. If you're employed right now, you're better off than a lot of people. Give what you can because it'll come back to you in droves when you do that. If you're at a workplace that doesn't run a United Way campaign, now is the time to say to the HR or your boss, why don't we? It's great. We can just give a couple bucks a week. It doesn't hurt too much, but we can make a big difference as a company. Give it a try. It's very easy, and we'll show you how.
Can I ask the question to you, Greg Rook? Greg. Ken. Some people say that, United Way, why should I give to United Way? Why don't I just give directly to an organization, a nonprofit organization? And I really like you to answer that to say why the value, where the value added is from United Way.
Sure, I can give you a couple different reasons. First of all, people often think that there's an overhead involved, that we're somehow a middleman taking a chunk off the top. Our overhead is 13%, which is lower than almost any other charity because so many volunteers come out and support the United Way. That's in our DNA. So if you're concerned about overhead, you really should be looking at results, not overhead. But our overhead is incredibly low, and our results are spectacular. The second issue is because we're big picture thinkers. We're looking across the whole spectrum saying, what do we need to do to move people out of poverty? Every other program out there, every other group is looking very specifically at what they can do, and they may play a very big role. But if you're not balancing that out, it becomes who's got the biggest marketing team, who raises the most money. And if one element gets big at the expense of all the others, you lose that system, you lose that strategy. We're the guardians of the strategy, and we can apply the money across the community to do the most good. Nobody else does that.
You measure a lot of your nonprofits that way about their outcome.
Yeah, we measure every outcome, and we're measuring now that global outcome. Let's get rid of those Alice families. Let's get people out of poverty.
That's great. Well, I hope everybody supports United Way this year. I think it's a great organization, does great things, and hope you can meet that goal. So thank you so much, United Way. Let's thank them.
September 8th for that.
September 8th, that boat race.
Hey, we welcome from New York Life, Gary Pageau, and speaking audience. How you doing, Gary?
Good, Greg. How you doing?
Are you new to town, or?
Oh, gosh, no. I've been in Jackson for 30 years.
Really?
I used to work at the Photo Marketing Association.
First time on this show?
Yes, first time on this show. Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, like I said, came to Jackson, grew up in the Detroit area, came to Jackson 30 years ago to work at PMA, and just found it's a great place to raise a family. I have four kids. My wife's here, and it's a great community. I love it.
So New York Life, they've been around forever, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. New York Life Insurance Company is the largest mutual company in the United States. And most people, you know, since we're not a publicly traded company, you don't see us on CNBC or any of the financial, because we just kind of take care of our own business. Founded in 1845, the company is actually ranked 61 on the Fortune 500. So, you know, it's a giant company with a lot of resources, offers a broad range of financial services, including life insurance, annuities, long-term care insurance, and more. So just one of the big holistic financial services companies.
Why do we need life insurance, Gary?
Well, I heard Jamie actually a couple months ago. That's why I wanted to get on the show. A couple months ago, he said, you know, everyone has to have life insurance.
Okay.
And I agree with that, but for a different reason, because it actually can be part of your financial planning portfolio. It can really be part of your overall financial planning process in terms of, you know, not only securing your future, but also funding things like home repair, retirement, college funding, and things like that.
So you're talking about securing families.
Exactly. It's an important component to building assets and offering protection and peace of mind and financial stability. And one of the great things about life insurance as a young family, for example, is that it's actually less expensive the younger you do it, because you're in better health, you're rated better, and so therefore it's actually lower paying. If you start early, you not only do you build cash over time, but you also, your premium will be less.
What stands out about New York Life?
Well, it's the part of it is because it's a mutual company. We return the money that we get from our business activities, investments, and things back in dividends to our policyholders. So if you have a whole life policy and you have and you're putting premiums in, New York Life is also putting a dividend on top of that, and that's actually increasing the cash value at an accelerated rate. So the company's been around since 1845, like I said before, so it's a very stable company. It has an enormous cash reserve, very high rated, very stable company. So what makes it stand out is, A, it's a mutual company, which not a lot of insurance companies are anymore, and B, just an enormous stable company in terms of how it conducts its business, very ethically, very conservative in terms of what it does with investments, and very reliable.
What other business services do you guys get into?
Well, like I said, we talk first about young families. We basically have four major markets that I address: young families, retirement, small business, and accumulating retirement funds. So I talked about young families earlier. I also want to talk a little bit about retirement, because one of the things that you can do with some of the products we offer is, because there's tax advantage strategies, because if you pull money out of a custom whole life policy, it's generally tax advantage, it's not taxable. So New York Life can assist with making your retirement dreams, whether you want to travel, have a house on a lake or something, make that attainable, because many people now don't have pensions like they used to. And so we can actually help you through an annuity, help you create your own pension, for example, and you can have control over it, which it gives you a lot of people peace of mind for planning their retirement, because, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty in the market now. Right now, if you have a financial advisor, which everyone should have, it's the market's doing great. Well, historically speaking, if you're in your 40s, it's probably going to dip a couple times before you retire. So we can help offset some of that with our stability and our resources. So we can provide a stable platform for you to comfortably plan for your retirement. And the other part is something that I'm specifically focusing on is small business, because I spent in my career at Photo Marketing Association and as a consultant after that, I help small businesses with planning, retailers, and marketing and things like that. And what attracted me to New York Life was the small business services we have, helping small businesses with employee benefits, key person insurance, things like that, and also even helping them manage their cash flow through some of our products and services. So I'm really interested in talking with small businesses because that's one of the things that people don't think of New York Life as a company for.
Right.
Is, some of my first clients here in town are small business people who are looking to improve their cash flow or do buy-sell agreements, funding that through insurance and things like that. So when you ask about, you know, kind of what I'm here, is to talk specifically through the Chamber, which has been a great organization. I joined in almost the minute I started with New York Life, and it's been an eye-opener to see what people don't know and helping educate them.
So you're really a financial advisor?
Technically, no. Financial advisor has to, me, myself, personally, yes, we have that in New York Life, and actually that's one of the great things about New York Life is the things that I'm not licensed to do, they have people who can help with that. It's an enormous bank of resources, but a financial advisor is actually an industry term, which means you have certain licenses. I'm specifically licensed in life and health.
But you're kind of one.
We use the phrase financial services professional.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of financial services we can provide that don't require a Series 6 or a Series 63 license. But I do plan on getting that. Mm-hmm. But that would be someone like a Morgan Stanley or someone like that.
Somebody's interested in New York Life, just call you, Garrett?
Yeah, just call me. I left my cards on the table there, and I'm on the Socio app. And I'm here in town. I mean, even though it says Okemos, I live here in town. So just off by Dibble School, so I'm just a stone's throw away.
How about a website?
Just newyorklife.com.
Okay.
Is one of the best ways. But really, just give me a call. I'm very accessible.
Thanks, Gary. Good to see you.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Gary Pageau, New York Life Insurance.
Next, we have up Jackson Symphony Orchestra. I mean,
good morning.
And good morning. Yeah, welcome to you, Matthew. I haven't met you yet, but I know you're the new maestro here, and I'm really excited because, you know, the Symphony in Jackson, if people don't know, is really one of the outstanding symphonies in the state. It's been amazing how many years it's been so well run and the musicians you've had and led and everything else. So you're the brand new guy there. It's going to continue to take us to the next mountaintop.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, I've been really impressed since we moved here. My wife and I moved here a couple of years ago, and it's impressive to see a community of the size and to have an orchestra so good and really so well established.
Right. Where are you coming from?
Well, I was born in Connecticut. I lived there most of my life, in Massachusetts for a few years too. I'm unfortunately a Red Sox fan, so have to bear with me.
So we're okay. I think we're okay with that.
They got beat last night.
They did get beat last night.
Yeah.
It's kind of bad. Yeah.
They didn't get beat by the Tigers, did they?
No, the Indians. Okay.
We're not worried about the Tigers right now. So go Red Sox, whatever. But so you're living here now, and you're running the symphony full time. And the symphony is more than just having the actual symphony that you have,
right,
and everything else. You've got different programs and everything else going on.
Right. Well, of course, a lot of people know we have our own building right here in downtown Jackson. And so in that building, we house a community music school, and we have lessons. We're enrolling for the fall term right now. We do private lessons and group classes, and so that's going on in the music school downtown. And in addition to the symphony concerts, we have 5 symphony concerts that we do a year. We do some pops concerts. We just had a very successful summer pops concert down at the Riverwalk, and we'll have our Nutcracker in December, so for the holidays. And then we offer a series called Music on Tap, which Steve Trosen curates for us, and he'll talk a little bit about that soon.
So the symphony, you know, I used to go to it. My mom used to drag me to it as a little boy. And as a little boy, I mean, you're 8, 10 years old, you probably don't want to go to the symphony. You know, I've got to come back to it. You know, I love music. Honestly, I think it's so great and everything else. And we should go back and just listen to the – I don't appreciate the masterpieces, I'm sure.
Right.
The way they were written and everything else. But now you, Do you play an instrument? You play
I do. Them all? I do. I play the French horn. I've learned them all. I was a music education major.
Right.
And so I actually taught high school band and orchestra for a few years, and I've had to teach them all. But French horn's my main instrument, and I've played it professionally and taught it and everything. Yeah.
Well, when you get up there and you're doing that stuff with the stick.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know
yeah you mean
stick.
Floor, door, window, ceiling. Yeah. That's all you have to know.
I mean, are they paying any attention to you, or are they just doing their own
sometimes.
Thing?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
I mean, you know, because musicians
There's a little expression that says, look up, screw up. Yeah, look up. You know, something like that. So sometimes, you know, they don't want to look at you. They don't want to get distracted.
All I remember is, what was it, Mickey Mouse? Didn't he do that in that one show, you know, and everything else, and the waves were going? I don't know. I think it'd be kind of fun.
That's right, Fantasia, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I thought it was so cool. But yeah, I just always wonder if they really paid attention to you, or they figured they knew what they were doing anyway, so whatever. So we got Steve here. Now, Steve's going to talk about something, too.
That's right.
Really? Is there anything else you want to talk to before you pass it over to Steve?
Well, I just want to really encourage people. You said it yourself that you should go back, and right now we're really pushing for season tickets. They're on sale, and we hope that you visit jacksonsymphony.org. I titled our season Escape because I think nowadays we're so into our technology with our cell phones that this is a couple of hours a few times a year to escape the technology, come watch and listen to the orchestra. And I think all the music that I've selected, even if you're not a classical music fan, I think there's something in every concert for everybody. And I'm one to talk a little bit from stage, so I'll tell you a little bit about the music, what you should listen for, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So we hope you buy season tickets. We hope you come to jacksonsymphony.org.
Can I play my guitar with the symphony or something like that?
We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Well, you know?
I don't play it well. I'd have to watch you for sure. So Steve Trozen. We got Steve Trozen here, local musician, singer. You know,
hey, good morning,
promoter.
Greg.
Good morning to you, Steve. Yeah, that's right. Glad you're here. Really glad you're here. Long time Jackson guy and everything else. And so what are you doing now?
So I'm the director of the Music on Tap series for the symphony. We've been doing it actually this is our fourth season we're in right now. But it was formerly called the Affinity series, and there was a little confusion there. So we changed the name now to Music on Tap. We do a monthly concert. We've kind of got themes for each concert. And the Music on Tap implies that people can come have a night out on the town, see a touring act. We're bringing in bands or musicians who tour internationally and nationally, and they can get their favorite refreshment while they're there and just kind of make a night out of it on the town in downtown Jackson.
Are you doing it at a variety of places, or always?
We're doing it. We do have a couple different places. We mostly are at Weatherwax Hall, so the Symphony Building right up the street on Michigan Avenue. But we've also done a couple concerts across the street at the new Horace Blackman Park, and those have been just fantastic outside and under the stars, and had a lot of people come out and enjoy those concerts too. So it's been a lot of fun.
Is your music the old classics? Is that what it is? Or?
Actually, no. We're kind of all over the map. We've got we do some singer songwriters. We do some rock bands. We'll have some jazz as part of the season this year. And we offer season tickets for Music on Tap as well. So it's something for people to look into. And we also are this year offering something called a Flex Pass, which allows people to pick a couple classical concerts, a couple Music on Tap concerts, and one of our special events to go to. So.
That's great. I mean, that is great. Great that you're doing that, and hopefully you're gonna do it through the winter too. And
yep, we're going. Yeah. Actually, our next concert is September 9th, and then we've got one concert each month. Okay. And so we've got a lot of great events coming up at the symphony. I just mentioned really quickly our Symphony Guild this Thursday. So on August 24th at the Michigan Theater is going to be having a presentation of a film about Glenn Campbell, the great Glenn Campbell, who unfortunately just passed away. But the film is about his struggle with Alzheimer's and how music really helps people who are battling that disease connect with themselves.
I believe music probably helps a lot of people just from the calmness of it and everything else, no doubt about it. Playing a piano, playing a guitar by yourself is kind of soothing. But no doubt, hey, you know, the symphony's doing great. We're fortunate that we have such a great symphony here and doing those programs you're talking about. Really, really do appreciate that. We all should support it in some fashion. So thanks. We got to move on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for the symphony.
Take a break. News at 8, and we'll be back 970 and 101.5 FM.
8444. That's 866-844-7344.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Yo, part two. Welcome back. We're at Bella Notte downtown. Good Morning Greater Jackson, August edition. And our next guest needs no introduction.
No introduction.
I wonder what table Cindy Hayden's sitting at. From the balloony bin.
I don't know.
Oh, it must be that tape of the big balloon.
The big balloons.
I just thought I'd bring a couple small ones.
Wow, that's a... What is that?
It's a 3-foot balloon. Yeah. It'll last for a couple weeks because it's got so much helium in it. So, yeah, the color's orange and black. Jackson High, right? Go, Chris.
Tie your belt to that, Rick, and...
I'd be floating up in the air.
Yeah, maybe. See, if you tied a few of these to your boat, it would make it a little lighter, then you'd go faster.
Ooh,
and see,
good idea.
I don't think there's rules about balloons on the boats. I don't know. But
I like the idea.
You have to look at
So, Cindy, what's question one here says, tell us about the balloony bin.
Oh, well, we have been in business for 15 years. Does that seem
no.
possible?
Come on.
15 years, sure enough, yep. I did it for about a year in my house, and then we moved to Cape Cod Market, and now we've been 3465 Ann Arbor Road as our location, and we've been there for 12 years. So I don't know where it goes. We're just going to try it for a little bit and see what happens. So just like the Blues Fest, we just finished our 16th year, and I can't believe it. You just blink, and it's like 16 years of the Blues Fest. So, yeah, so 15 years we've been there. I think that we've been open so long, and our business is growing because we have just top-notch customer service. I want to make sure that everyone is satisfied. So, and we even have it on our answering machine that if you have a balloon emergency, to call my cell phone. And you wouldn't. A lot of people have balloon emergencies. So, so it's really, you know, we're there 24 hours a day if you need me.
What is that? What's a balloon emergency?
Well, one guy forgot his anniversary, and he called me.
Yeah.
And so I made up the balloons and took them over there and told her that it was all my fault, that I had them ready at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I forgot. And I took the blame for all of it. So, and they're still married. See, we do marriage counseling.
Wow.
All
Good
kinds
job.
Of great things.
I always forget my kids' birthdays and everything else. I could call you last minute. You could run a balloon over.
Right? I sure could. Just call me. Yeah, we'll take good care
start
of you.
Doing
yeah.
That.
Yeah, we can deliver anywhere that you'd like. We also have kind of like the 1-800-Flowers, you know, where you can just call and order flowers in any state. We can do that for you too because we have a balloon network that you know, I could just call like in Jacksonville and say, you know, hey, can you
balloon
deliver
network.
This? And they do it. So, yeah. So, love making balloons. It's great. Most of our customers are really happy when they come in there, and even if they're just kind of somber, it's because you know they're doing a balloon launch for someone that had just passed away. So. Balloons are just great for all events. With the balloons, if you do it for a funeral, you can write with a Sharpie, you know, a little message and send it up in the air. We try to ask you not to put paper or business cards on it, because then that's littering. But, our balloons are biodegradable and so is all our ribbon and they deteriorate quicker than an oak leaf. So the tree huggers will be happy that, you know, we're not killing birds and things like that. So. If you'd like more information about that, you can go to the company. It's called Qualitex, qualitex.com. There's a big article about balloons and how they're made from rubber tree plants and how Qualitex balloons deteriorate quicker than an oak leaf.
So, what are the biggest holidays, Cindy, for you?
Well, for me, it's mostly like proms and homecomings coming up. And we don't really have like – well, we do a lot of Christmas events. So holidays aren't really as big for events and maybe through corporate accounts. But, you know, mostly it's just proms and – well, not just, but proms and school events like Jackson High, they have a lot of events. The Center for Family Health has a lot of events that they use balloons for, too. So balloons, when you walk in the room, balloons just say, ta-da! So you need balloons. So if you look on your table, I tried to spread them all out. We have some specials that are just for Jaxpo booths. There's some pictures on there, too, if you'd like to look at them. And they are only for Jaxpo people who have booths there, these prices are. So and you don't have to buy what's on here. You can go to our website, too. We do have a special that we're offering. You get two bouquets like that one right over there by Steve. Show them Vanna. Thank you. Yeah. So you get two bouquets of those for only $19.99, so you save like $6. And if you have a booth at Jaxpo, we'll deliver them for you for free. So just call me and tell me what you need, and we'll bring it right over, Mike.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of corporate events. We do birthday parties and baby showers and singing telegrams. And we've also started a DJ service. So if you are having a party, we can decorate for your party. We can DJ it. And then we can tear it all down afterwards. So we bring it right to you, set it up, tear it down. Homecoming is coming up, so if you are on part of the homecoming committee and you're out there listening, give me a call because we are getting kind of busy. We could go to the venue together, look it over, talk about what you'd like to do, and try to meet your budget. So did you have a question? I'm just taking right over. Go ahead, Greg.
Greg, you're doing a great job today, Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Thank you.
We have some special equipment that we can use for arches outdoors, so even if it's windy, it'll stand up to like 40-mile-an-hour winds. So they're good for grand openings, ribbon-cutting ceremonies. We have just about all the equipment you can need. We even do arches for things like cardboard races. You're supposed to go, woo! Forget it. It's over.
Be perfect.
Yeah, so it's where they start and it's where they finish. And people just love balloons. They just, even for garage sales, people just go, oh, what's going on over there? And they follow balloons, even if they don't know what's happening. So, but yeah, we do lots and lots of different things. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 2. And again, if those hours don't work out for you, just give me a call. And I can meet you anytime you'd like. So, oh, you got a question. I see a light bulb over your head.
No, just the real question everybody wants to know. Now, when you breathe in helium and speak out, is that bad for you?
It is bad for you, actually. It causes brain damage.
Oh, shoot.
Because it's a lack of oxygen to your brain.
I know you shouldn't have known that that much, Greg. I told you about that. Yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, great. Yeah, we don't let you do that. So, and the lanterns that you light up and let off in the sky, those sky lanterns, that's not a good idea either.
Why?
Well, think about it. You're lighting fire and you're going, wee, send it away. And then when it's all done, where does that wire frame go? Just falls in some farmer's parking lot. Or is cornfield, or
it's in Russia. Everything's over in Russia.
Well, I'm glad we live in America then. So, let's see. I had a couple more things I think to talk about. Singing telegrams. We do a lot of those. Baby showers are really popular. Gender reveals. That's really, really popular to do a gender reveal. One lady got upset because I had both pink and blue in her box, and it took her a few minutes to get it that she was having twins. So. But a lot of people have different ways. They bring me the box. We put the balloons in it. We even have, like, the big black balloons, like this big three-foot one here, that we put whatever color confetti it is, and then people shoot at it, and then the confetti comes out, and then they know whether they're having a boy or a girl. So, and anything that you see on Pinterest or Etsy or any of those things, if it's something really cool that you want for your event, just come and see me because I'm sure we can do it for you. So,
what's the balloon hotline?
Oh, well, I can tell you that. 517-962-5939. Or you can visit on the website, thebaloonybin.biz. It's not baloney, it's baloney. We don't have baloney.
Thanks, Cindy.
Oh. Oh, you have something else?
No. I was just thinking that. I'm pretty good speller. And I said, oh, I guess you're probably right.
A nice special service that we do offer is if you forget your kids' birthdays or your employees' birthdays, you can just tell me the birth dates, and I will make sure that I get balloons to them throughout the year. So,
probably a good
idea. We offer
too.
Lots of services. So come visit the balloon event and make sure you have balloons at your Jaxpo booth because people won't see if you don't have balloons. So,
All right.
Cindy Hayden, Balloony Ben.
All right. How are we going to follow up with that? With you, Terry, you going to be able to follow up with that, are you?
No, I'm not going to be able to follow up with that at all.
I understand.
But I can do ta-da!
Yeah, you can. You look like Al Roker. Anybody ever tell you that?
I'm not getting paid as much as Al Roker,
though. I bet you're not.
Yeah.
The Center for Family Health. We got Terry Langston, we got Dr. Sharon Rouse here today, and... Center for Family Health, probably half the people say, what is a Center for Family Health? They see all those nice buildings down there where Art Main used to be and along there, and looks like a hospital. So, Terry.
So we're not a hospital, but we provide primary medical care, which basically means we encourage folks to come in and stay healthy. So we are like the family doctor for a lot of folks, about 29,000 folks here in the community. We provide lots of services like dental, pediatrician, women's health, family medicine. So lots of things like that to help us stay healthy and focused on our health so that we can be involved in the community.
Who are your clients? Who are your patients?
So lots of patients, lots of clients. So one of the myths is that the Center for Family Health is only for low-income folks. Not true. Our mission is focused on serving those in the community who are underserved or do not have insurance. But we have a lot of folks who have the Cadillac health insurance plan to the folks who have no health insurance coverage at all. And we see everyone in between and everyone from both sides. So we have lots of services for everyone. So come on down to the center, and we can get you connected to great health care coverage.
Well, and I know you do so many different things. There are certain things you don't do, but medically related. Oh, is that, we're going to have the doctor talk about that?
Yeah, I'm going to turn it over to our to Dr. Sharon Rouse, our pediatrician and chief medical officer. She's very good at what she does. Very good.
Really? Sharon. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you here. So you're a pediatrician.
I am.
And you're head of the medical staff or whatever?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. How long have you been here?
13 years in October.
Wow. How long has this been around?
We're starting our 26th year. We just had our big 25th year anniversary last year.
Wow, that is amazing.
Where we use lots of balloons.
You probably see balloons here all the time. What the heck? I can imagine. So you're seeing children, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and then you're overall seeing the staff and everything else. So tell us about what exactly are the services you're bringing and everything else.
We offer complete primary medical care for women, children, and men. We offer dental care for adults and children. We have dietitians. We have licensed social workers who can assist with counseling. We have school centers that can reach out to the kids in school. And even if you don't go to those schools, you can still go to the teen centers. And we have a center down in Hillsdale, so we have a little bit of everything for everyone.
So in the schools, though, you are you have an actual center in some of the schools?
We do. We have four of them. We have one at Northeast Elementary that serves children and adults. We have one at Parkside, which is for people up to age 21, Jackson High School, which is up to age 21, and Northwest, which also serves children and adults.
So anybody that has a medical issue can go and see somebody at one of these centers. Do you have to be a student there, or could it be?
You do not have to be a student at that school. If you are a student at that school, you can walk down and get your health care. If you have a sore throat that day, we could try and take care of you right then. Even if you have another physician, we work with them to make sure that they realize that you got care. But you can come in from the outside also if you don't go to that school.
Does it cost anything if they don't have medical insurance?
We have plans for everyone, and they work with people. Depending on where you are on the scale, some people it doesn't cost any, and other people we just charge your insurance what you normally would pay.
Right. Sharon, can you just walk in off the street, or do you need an appointment? How about medical emergencies?
Medical emergencies probably should still go to the emergency room, depending on what they are. We do have a walk-in in the evenings and on Saturday at our downtown site. If you do walk into our office, we do try and help you, but we are pretty busy, so sometimes it takes a little finagling if you just walk in. But we do have it in the evening, and even if you don't normally come there, we can try and help you out in the evenings on Saturday.
And you're really not a competition to the hospital, is that correct?
No, we work very closely with them to make sure that everyone gets the care they need. And I mean, there's a lot of things that we can't do, like surgeries and things like that. So in big emergencies, we absolutely send our patients over to the hospital.
Right, because I know that you guys work together. I've always heard that. Mm-hmm. That's a very good relationship there and helps each other. But you talk about your epic medical records or something. What's that all about?
Epic.
Well, it was on the information you sent that I read this morning.
For those of you who don't know, in the community, August 5th was a great and painful day for every medical person just about in the community, where we all switched to a brand new medical record.
I thought they were talking about some kind of an exam or something.
No. And so we're all still learning. We're all still working through the system, but it is a great medical record that we can see the hospital results, and we can see the medications, and they can see what we have. And it all very nicely talks to each other, and we can even see reports from hospitals outside the area now much easier than we could before. So it's a great idea. It's just a very steep learning curve, and we're all getting there. But it is a little painful along the way for us and for the patients.
Well, I can imagine that, like any new computer system or whatever out there. But isn't it amazing what's going on in technology right now in the medical fields and how you're able to share information and probably, to go around the world or something to find something out?
There's all kinds of amazing information. Like, we can, with the right permission from the patient. We can get your medical records from Florida if they're on the same system. And even technology, like all the new residents at the hospital are learning to use ultrasound to draw blood. I'm like, I never learned how to do that. And it's very interesting in all the things that are going on right now with technology and medicine.
Well, tell us about your new dental facility. What's going on with your new dental facility? You had dental service before, didn't you? But then you built the whole, that's all dental over there across the street?
It is. The whole first floor is all dental. We started with dental at our main building, and with the expansion of services to adults, we realized we did not begin to have enough space, so we needed to build more areas, and we increased our number of what they call dental operatories. I never knew that was until I started working there. That's what they were called. And I don't know the exact numbers of what we switched to. Unfortunately, maybe Terry does, but we've greatly expanded the amount of dental services and the number of dental patients we can by having more facilities. It's a beautiful dental area, very beautiful.
Terry, you wanted to say something?
Sure. So part of the reason for thinking about or expanding our dental side of the house is that we have been listening to the community for about 10 years now in terms of gaps in the community. So one of the big gaps in the community is adult dental in terms of adults being able to get in and see a dentist. So our expansion was really related to expanding the dental side so that we could provide for easier access for adults in the community. We have about 20 operatories, as Dr. Rouse mentioned, that are available with an additional four if we need to expand. So we're pretty excited about the dental. We're pretty excited about the kind of medical coverage and the medical side of the house that we provide. And we just want to encourage everyone to come out and see what we do.
Well, that's great. You know, we appreciate what you guys do over there, and I know that a lot of times people don't know, but you're actually meeting quite a need out there, no doubt about it. But thanks so much to you, Terry, and Sharon, and
thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Okay. And again, learn more about us at centerforfamilyhealth.org or call us at 517-748-5500.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Matt Swartzlander.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Rick. And good morning, everybody, and thanks for joining us at Good Morning Greater Jackson. We're broadcasting live from Bellinote in downtown Jackson with a full house of chamber members. Thank you to David and Annette for taking such good care of us this morning. Thank you again to our sponsors. We couldn't run this program without your support: the United Way of Jackson County, Jackson Symphony Orchestra, New York Life, the Balloony Bin, Center for Family Health. So thank you, guys. If you are tuning in just now, you can listen to our podcast in WKHM Audio Archive. I'd also like to extend a big thank you to our ambassadors this morning, Tammy Ferguson from Comerica Bank and Adrian Davis from the Center for Family Health. Thank you, guys. So something a little new this morning. If you are listening at the office or at home on 970 AM or 101.5 FM, please call the office, and if you are the first two, you will win a door prize this morning. So 782-8221. So if you are at the office or at home, call the office. Call 782. You cannot call from here, Cindy. 782-8221. I have the record of everybody that's here, so you will be disqualified. So please help me welcome our new members for over the last month: the Locomotive Company, the Concord Cafe, the Parlor of Jackson, Fink, Biner, and Spink, Roaming Goat, Cruise Planners, United Methodist Retirement Communities, Aldinger, Hilliard Lion, Dynamic Tool and Design, Gallery Place Apartments, Sylvan Learning Center, Trinity Services Group, Alzheimer's Association, Republic Services, House Call Chiropractic of Jackson, McGilver Engineering, Intelligent Exercise, Allstate Insurance, Darren Flick, Jackson Community Ambulance, F&S Tool and Gauge Company, and Never Rest Lawn and Snow. Have a big round of applause for our new members. So a few upcoming events over the next September here. So right after this meeting, August 22nd today, JAXPO kickoff meeting. September 15th is Legislative Rise and Shine. September 18th is Economic Luncheon. It's our candidate forum. September 20th is our next Off the Clock, presented by Molina Healthcare and hosted at the ORS Fieldhouse. September 26th, we're right back here for our next Good Morning Greater Jackson. And remember, October 19th is JAXPO. All right. From this morning's registration list, joining us is Advertising Solutions Today, Anytime Fitness, CP Federal Credit Union, Cascades Humane Society, Cascades Manor House, Center for Family Health, Cleary University, Comerica Bank, Commonwealth Commerce Center, Experience Jackson, Graphics 3, Department of Health and Human Services, Epic Blue Media, Integro, Jackson County Prosecutor Jerry Jarzinka, Jackson District Library, Jackson Public Schools, Jackson Publishing Company, Legal Shield, Paget Business Services, Rooney Sewer Service, Service Master, The Salvation Army, Tomco Asphalt, Keeping It Clean, Nerium International, and Dancy's Fancy Butter. That'll be a wrap for this morning. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Have a great day.
And we'll see you. Put it on your calendar. Steve Boyle just did. September 26th. Next edition of Good Morning Greater Jackson.
A special message for American Humane by actress Allison Sweeney.
Building a caring and more compassionate world starts with our children. For more than 100 years, American Humane Association has been teaching kids to be kind to animals. Those in our homes, on the farms, on the silver screen, and wildlife conservation, caring for the world's vanishing creatures. But we can't do it alone. To learn ways to teach kids the values of caring, compassion, and hope, or to support the life-saving work of American Humane Association, visit our website, kindness100.org. Together, we can make a more humane world for all of us.
For more information, visit American Humane at kindness100.org or call 800-